The authors of Ballot Measure 1 call it an anti-corruption act. Opponents say it's a gag law and held rallies against the initiative last weekend. But supporters say the law would not limit free speech or stop citizens from talking to lawmakers. This morning, Anchorage attorney Ken Jacobus spoke to the Resource Development Council about what he sees as the merits of the anti-corruption act. Jacobus says the measure has three main points. It would not allow tax revenue to be used by organizations to pay travel and other expense to send lobbyists to talk to legislators. Companies who hire lawmakers after they leave office would not be able to get public contracts for 2 years, and government contracts would be put online for all to examine. But Jacobus says Measure 1 would not limit the right for citizens to talk to government.
This law is not a gag law, as it's been called. People are as free after the law is enacted to communicate with the government as they were before. You can go to your city council and get your mill rate reduced. You're not gagged.
The act would impose criminal sanctions against those found in violation, but Jacobus says the law would lean in favor of those charged.
Anything which is arguable is interpreted in favor of the alleged violator. This principle provides further protection to someone to whom the law might be applied. Basically, the initiative hurts no one.
But it does aim to crack down on what supporters call the pay-to-play problem, with contracts going to individuals making campaign donations. Jacobus says supporters of the measure don't want public contracts traded for future jobs or contributions.
We would like to see more competitive bidding and fewer no-bid contracts. We want information available to the Alaska voters by posting public contracts on the internet. And as a basic bottom line, all of this, we want to increase the private businesses in the state of Alaska and decrease the government expenditures, and the government influence over what all of us are trying to do here in this room, and that's to develop the resources of the state of Alaska so that we have a good future.
And Jacobus says if there are constitutional problems with the measure, state lawmakers can fix it. Ballot Measure 1 will be voted on in the primary election in August.